Over the past few decades, residents in Atlanta and farmers in South Georgia have drawn an increasing amount of water from the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River system, leaving less to feed the Apalachicola Bay. Over time, that's taken a toll.
As an example, some of the things that we have seen that the biologists and expert people that monitor the conditions of the river and bay, that our floodplain has been drying up, so we've lost trees, there's been decline in species. We had an ongoing drought that contributed to the collapse of the Apalachicola Bay's oystering industry.
Georgia Ackerman is the current Apalachicola Riverkeeper, a sort of advocate for the river. Before Ackerman took the job, it was held by Dan Tonsmere.
The nutrients in the bay are so depleted from the low water not bringing those nutrients down that the entire bay is in a very depressed situation. And really the only thing that's going to really help bring it back is more fresh water.
The argument over how to fairly share the water has lasted nearly 30 years, and experts say it's not likely to end soon. After consideration, Special Master Kelly will give his recommendation to the Supreme Court. The justices could accept his findings or reject them and ask for more arguments. Meanwhile, several other lawsuits are moving forward. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.